Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh. I'm going to be presenting you a poem by Pulvinder Kaur. And in this poem, she's basically talking about a child who's wandering into a secret garden. Or she's actually telling her mind to wander like a child into a secret garden. Here it goes. Secret garden. Oh mind, wander like a child into that secret garden of grace. Pick the flowers of knowledge, the eternal reminders of this place. Oh mind, run like a child toward her loving arms. Feel the warmth of her embrace as the petals rest in your palms. Oh mind, play like a child with that friend so true. Inhale the sacred scent as the fragrance diffuses through. Oh mind, laugh like a child from deep within your heart. Rejoice in your newfound love, those flowers will never depart. Oh mind, sleep like a child to the lullaby of the night. Dream of that day you wandered into the light. So as you can see, Pulvinder Kaur is talking about wandering into a garden like a child. And the next poem I have, it's about Guru Amar Das Ji, and it's by Harjeet Singh Lakhan, I believe. And we can praise Guru Amar Das Ji as much as we want, but it'll never be enough. And so that's why some feel that he's the home of the homeless. As in Ardas, we say Nitanya Nitan, Neortyo Neort, Neasaya Neas, Guru Amar Das, right? And so here's a poem about Guru Amar Das. It's called Home of the Homeless. How many raindrops in the clouds above? How many flowers pour out their love? How many waves gush forth every day? How many stars will shine today? All these things can be counted true, but countless are your virtues, Amar Das Guru. The home of the homeless, the strength of the weak, the honor of the honorless, the protector of the meek. Countless are your virtues, Amar Das Guru. Your virtues are only worthy of you. Thank you.
Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.